Station.
Jerry Bo, how to do this the right way. You're always supposed to ask me if I'm ready to go before you play the music. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz. This is where you push the, and here we go. There we go.
Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Why does my mic sound so hot? Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today, so we're going to triple team this with Holly Seymour and Cody Stutes and Jerry Bo frantically trying to figure out what the hell to do in there. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at XO Holly, at just at Cody underscore Stutes, right?
That is correct.
Oh, God, I haven't memorized. Wow. No, and at Jerry Bo knows with a Z. Which, you know, I'm not a fan of that, but that's okay. He wins people a lot of money, so he can pretty much do whatever the hell he wants with the Z. And, of course, you can also hit us up on the text line, 713-780-3776. Going to have a fun show today. RJ Bell will join us, as he always does, in the 6 o'clock hour. Before that, we've got Cody and Holly here. We decided to triple team it today. And this is probably a day that you want to get on the live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and then click on Watch Us on Live Stream. And you'll be able to see us because you'll want to see me and Cody. You won't want to see Holly.
It's awful nice of you to say that about me, Fred. I didn't even shave today, and you still want people to come look at me. It's awful nice of you.
Well, I don't have the tissue in my nose.
Use this microphone. Oh. Here we go.
Well, I don't have the tissue in my nose today, so I came ready for you guys.
Okay. And just, you know, we'll figure this whole thing out as we go. Don't worry, everybody.
Well, it'll be fine. It's not my fault you guys put two mics in front of me.
Yeah, well, this mic doesn't actually work.
Oh,
I don't even know why it's there.
It's a prop mic.
Yeah.
It's for looks.
Yeah. So Holly and Cody are going to fill in today. We're going to have some fun. We'll make this thing work.
Look at you making promises you can't keep.
This is going to be great. This is going to be great, guys.
Rory says, oh, no, everyone but Holly gets an F for the start. I didn't do anything wrong. here's a little thing, and then Jerry just doesn't know this, but when we come in to set up, because the other show before us, sometimes they're fast getting out, sometimes they're slow getting out. Today they were a little later than they usually go. You're always supposed to check and say, hey, are you ready to go, or do I need to put a filler in here?
That's my bad, Blitzers. Completely on me.
Yeah, so don't put that on me.
I'm nervous up here. I'm like shooting free throws right now.
It's okay. He's doing fine. But, man, I'm going to mea culpa something, though. I was told these guys earlier, I rallied from a really big hole in my betting from the start of November, where I was down a used Subaru, to within $200 of even, thanks to Baylor last night, after a really large Baylor money line bet.
The Bears, yes.
And so I put $200 today on one game on a money line bet that was going to get me into the black slightly.
Which game was that, Fred?
It would have been Purdue.
Oh.
So now we're back to 400 for the year. down 400, which I predict I will get back from. But, yeah, that one didn't work out so well. But, guys, appreciate you filling in. Cody and I have done this kind of, but it's always been like, hey, can you stick around for an hour while AJ plays poker?
Right.
And Holly and I did a TV show together, and then she's also filled in a couple times before. So just thought it'd be fun to get you two guys together.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. Right, Holly?
Yep.
I mean, you can talk anytime you want to. You can jump in here. People want to hear from you, not me.
I'm here. I'm
here to look good on the live stream. Let's not lie. And,
gotcha.
And she's so worried about getting old now. And I told her, you better take advantage of this while you can. Because, yeah, 10 years from now, you know, you're really not going to have any reason for people to like you.
It's fine. There's a lot of dating websites out there and some good lighting for my selfies. Yeah. I'll make it.
What's that, farmersonly.com?
Maybe you I swear to God, I went on there and I tried it just to see what it looked like. Because, you know, everybody wants to retire to the country. So
yeah, I could see you on that website.
It actually looks exactly how it sounds. You really don't want to go on.
Big trucks, less teeth, more gut.
This is my pet pig, Jose.
I thought I was going to be able to do it, but I'm not at that point yet. So
you ought to just start lying about your religious background and go on all the religious ones. J-Day, Christian Mingle.
Yeah, that'll last real well. Our first date in the bar. I can see how that's going.
Meetasatanist.com. Yeah, that's my favorite. But, we're going to have fun today. There's a lot of stuff we're going to get to in the show. And we'll get some calls at some point. But I wanted to have David Gowen for a segment with us, but he's flying off somewhere because, you know, he's a rich, and that's what riches do.
Why is he working this week? I feel like the big bosses in most companies are, like, you know, taking the week off.
Well, the truth is, a few of us did a lot of work this week because this is the week you can get stuff done.
Oh, gotcha.
It's because you're not having people in your office every 2 minutes. And he is the busiest man on the planet. Like, he's running 7 businesses here now. And, like, everybody always wants a piece of his time. So this is actually a good week to do it. I actually got to talk to him this week for the first time in a month.
Well, there you go.
I have to schedule time with him now. He's so busy. That's never fun. But, yeah, it is a good week to get things done. And I managed to get a lot of stuff done today and over the last 2 days. So I'm you know, this has been and you do it and you're not under pressure. Like, I can come in and sit down. Like, when I got here today, I had about an hour's worth of work to do before the show, and I had 3 hours to do it. That's kind of a cool feeling. You know, you're not, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. Like, poor John yesterday before the show, he's out there, and he's just frantically going all over his computer, right, for the entire time before the show. And then he had to come in, and you're all rushed. Wasn't. We even brought in a little vodka today.
Oh, so, yeah. Yes.
Well, Holly's idea, of course.
But, I was like, vodka, what? I'm in there.
Yeah, one thing, so Cody has been doing a lot of stuff around here. I know you filled in today for, 9 to 11?
9 to 11, yes, sir.
So did you just stick around all day, or did you wander off and...
No, so I went home, and, you know, I got that big, bad email from you, like, hey, I don't want to work hard today, so make sure you're ready to go. And I was like, okay, so I just hit the books.
That's not how I put it.
I was studying real hard.
That's misrepresented.
Had some lunch, but I had my headphones in. I was studying up, listening during lunch. I didn't want to miss a minute. I didn't want to let you down.
I was just excited to find out last week you had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Like, coming up on 2 years.
And she's really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was stunned.
Yeah, she's
not going to lie.
She's in Belize right now.
Really?
Without me.
I need one of those relationships where she gets to go away, you get to stay home.
Trust me, that's not a bad relationship to have. I have one of those.
She's like, all week, what are you doing? Laying on the couch. What are you watching? Nothing. Flipping the channels.
Oh, boy.
The Christmas Story for the 8th time.
God, that thing, I heard you guys talking about it, and somebody said, I didn't even see it on this. There was one channel that streamed that thing all day long. A damn Christmas Story.
It's time to move to a different Christmas movie for that.
I've never been that impressed with it, not going to lie.
No, we were saying the Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase needs to come on more because the guys talked about it the other day, how Nick was like the only person in the whole world who's never saw that. I was like, I don't even watch movies, and that's a classic. He's like the only person ever. Who hasn't seen that?
I don't know who out there was saying Elf, but I kind of agree.
See, I've never seen Elf.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Throw Elf on. Yeah, give me Elf for 24 hours. I can laugh at Will Ferrell anytime. I'm done with Red Ryder BB guns and Shoot Your Eye Out Kid and the lamp. I'm done with it. Give me Elf 24 hours.
It's funny because apparently the reviews for that Holmes and Watson are terrible.
Oh, did you expect it to be good?
Yeah, because those two guys are funny together. I loved Talladega Nights is an all-time classic. I like Step Brothers. Anytime they're together, I'm going to watch it. And usually they get bad reviews. So I'm not going to... but it wasn't just the reviewers who never do really get those movies.
Right.
But
it was the people that went to
the
go
people
see
who
it.
Went to it are like, holy bleep, this is bad.
Like the actual humans.
Yeah. So
felt like a funny parts in the previews type movie.
Well, the previews were pretty funny.
I know. Right.
But I don't know. I'm going to go see it though, because it can't be that bad with those two. Can it? It can't. Of course, Purdue can't. play like garbage either, can they?
Purdue can't put in a worse performance than UH in a bowl game, can they?
Hold my beer.
Got to bring up UH. Thank you. So if you want to get in today, you guys know the number. There's a lot of stuff we're going to get to. We're going to get 5 o'clock. We'll go through the NFL games against the line. We'll also have RJ to do that at 6 o'clock. So we'll get our gamble on. We'll do a little non-sports. We'll talk Texans because Cody's all over those Texans. And we'll talk a little bit about we'll get Holly going on her Eagles. And I want to get her thoughts on how the NFL playoffs are shaking out. And Cody and I are going to clash over the NHL.
You promise?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, we're going to do that next.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be fun. And I think I'm going to treat you like Marilyn Manson treated Juice in Sons of Anarchy.
Well, I know whose side I'm on.
Oh, jeez. That's not good.
Then I'm going to read poetry to you afterwards.
Oh, no.
All right. And I've got a lot of stuff. We've also got some stuff that I want to get Holly going on, too. So we'll do it. It's going to be a fun first hour. Going to be a fun second hour. And we'll get enough vodka in her where hopefully she'll loosen up a little bit.
I'm so loosened up.
When it, you'd
say that.
I know. I started to say, never mind.
Yeah, he didn't have enough stuff for stupid stuff. Guess what? I think the first segment you already do now. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. So it's Cody Stutes, Holly Seymour, Jerry Bowe, and me. Jerry bringing the Ted Nugent. That's one that that's a song many years ago that... One of the bands I was in, we did a lot of Nugent back then. That was way back before both you two were born. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you know what? Let's squeeze in a couple calls real quick, and then I've got some things I want to hit Holly up with, and then I want the next segment. I'm going to give Cody all the room in the world to tell me why the NHL in Houston's a bad idea, and then I'm going to retort, as Jules Wingfield would say. So is that Jared? The light's shining right in my eyes here.
Jeff.
There's what are the names?
Jared's first.
Jared, let's go to Jared. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Hey, I got a question for Holly. What's her thought about women becoming referees in the NFL? And her thought about earlier today about the sex toys. So I'll leave it at that.
I was actually out there going over some show prep, and I overheard Joel Blank and them talking about that. I was like, okay, usual suspects. as far as the referees go, I feel like that's like I don't really like coaching for women, but referee, that scouting, stuff like that, they're able to watch film, so I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm surprised you would say you're not into the coaching.
That's another level, though, because that one I do kind of get where the guys come from, and they're like, well, you've actually never suited up for that.
Well, a lot of men have never suited up either.
True.
Mike Leach,
who is one of the better coaches in college football, never played.
I just don't know if they're ready for that right now in 2018.
And trust me, if he can win and be weird, you could win and be weird. He didn't have any weirdness on you.
I would feel really awful for the team that I coached if I were to coach.
Because I think at some point, see, that's one of those things that people love to say, oh, you never played. Well, I've known people who never played who have great observations on games. And yeah, I never played in the NFL. I mean, the farthest I ever got was trying to walk on at UH. But you know, does that mean I'm not allowed to talk about the game because I didn't play? And I'll be honest with you, a lot of NFL players that I hear that have shows that automatically get thrown into doing broadcasting, they know their position. That's it. They don't know the rest. The best guys to me, if you're that are going to go into radio or whatever, if you want former football guys, coaches or GMs. And there's a lot of GMs that don't know anything about it. You're talking about guys who are building rosters. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's and here's the other thing, and I want Cody's take on this a little bit because I know he's around the Texans a lot. And this is going to sound a little harsh, but frankly, most coaches are not that bright. Most players are not that bright. And you put a smart person in something that they study and study in detail, and I bet they do pretty well at it.
The thing that I think the NFL runs into more so than any sport is it's groupthink and let's do what's always been done. So it's really hard to try something new. It's really hard to do something new in the NFL. There's slowly that data revolution where you've got guys who are going for two more, who are playing odds more, who are going for it on fourth down more. Now, I'm not saying you have to be an extremist, but some of these coaches are just scared. And it's like, well, I'd rather do what the book says, or I'd rather play it safe so my owner doesn't come down and just come down on me, and then I get fired in 2 years instead of 3 years. Because that's what – I mean, all these guys are just trying self-preservation, groupthink. It's always been done this way, so it has to be done this way. And that's what I think the NFL runs into more so than anything.
Well, I think you just described Bill O'Brien to a T.
There's so much stuff that O'Brien does that is just groupthink, old school football that I'm just like I was reading the other day, Warren Sharp had this out there. You don't have to actually run the football well for play action to work. But I guarantee you there are 20 head coaches in the NFL that are like, no, if we're not running the football, we can't run play action. Like, you know what Kyle Shanahan does? Runs play action. You know what he doesn't do? Care if his rushing attack's working. Because you still got to respect it. You still got to respect the motion and what you do. But if the Texans aren't running the ball well, you're damn sure not going to see any play action from Bill O'Brien.
All right, let's squeeze in one more. Jeff.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, my man. What you got?
It's a two-part question involving Jadeveon Clowney. I think we're going to be trading him because of consistency and health issues. And I want to know the first part, do you think we trade him before or after the draft? And then two, the destination, in my opinion, would be possibly Seattle or Arizona because we don't want to make the AFC better, the opponent. Where would you think he – when do you think he gets traded and where?
Okay, first off, you listen to the show. You know I hate two-part questions because I always forget the first part. Go ahead, Cody. I'll let you take that one.
Here's the thing with Clowney and anybody who wants to talk trade now. If you're talking trade with Jadeveon Clowney, it's got to be under the franchise tag because Clowney's set to be a free agent. So first off, you're going to have to get him to sign the franchise tag, and then you're going to have to do the trade under the franchise tag. So if you do that, typically franchise tag players are two first-round picks. I don't know that Seattle's doing two first-round picks for Clowney. They got Frank Clark. They're going to keep their own guy and run it back with Frank Clark. Jaron Reed's a really nice pass rusher from the inside, too, so I don't see how Seattle fits. And then Arizona, if Arizona's doing two first-round picks, I mean, they're not a Clowney away from getting that thing done. It's much more likely Clowney walks and the Texans get nothing than they tag him and trade him. I just don't see how many teams in the NFL would do the two first-round picks for a franchise-tagged player. I just can't see that happening. Now, obviously, you can take less. If you're the Texans, you could take less than the two picks. You can agree to that, but why would they agree to that?
Well, that's what I would do. I would franchise him and trade him before the draft. Try to get another pick for – try to get another offensive lineman or a cornerback or something that you really need. But I get the sense they're going to re-sign him. I don't think I would because for the money you're going to have to pay him, I don't think his production is enough. He is disruptive. If you watch the games, and even if you – have never played the game. If you watch the games, you see what impact he has. It doesn't always show up in the stats. He's in the backfield all the time. He messes up plays. But how good is your defense when you've got him and J.J. Watt and you still can't stop Nick Foles, Sam Darnold, Andrew Luck, anybody? Is it really going to be that big of a difference to not have Jadeveon Clowney? And I think, can you improve your roster in other places with a deal? Absolutely. And I was saying trade him this year. I would have traded him when they were 0-3.
I agree with you there, but it's very Texan-ish of them to keep him.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is, and I think they will keep him. But I don't think it's silly to suggest trading the guy. I really don't.
See, so it's such an interesting situation to me because if this was still Bob McNair and Rick Smith, like, he's getting a contract extension and they'll probably pay him pretty much whatever they want. But it's Cal and it's Brian Gain at this point. And I can make an argument for you at different times Clowney's been the best defensive player on the team. And then I can make an argument against Jadeveon Clowney for a lot of different things. Penalties, timing of penalties, inconsistency. But you're not going to convince me that you're somehow going to get better on defense without Jadeveon Clowney on this team. There's not a guy you're going to add for any price that's anywhere close to less than what you'd pay Clowney that's going to impact your team that way. So I don't know if it's the tag. Maybe he signs one tag. He's not doing two tags, though. He'll do what Le'Veon Bell did, sit out, and then just become a free agent.
But if you can tag him, he doesn't have to sign it. You can trade him, and he can do a new deal with his new team.
Sure.
And that's what I think would happen. But I disagree. I'm just going to throw some names out there. I don't see any chance of that happening. But I think Patrick Peterson or Jalen Ramsey would have more impact on this defense than Jadeveon Clowney does.
Oh, God bless the corners.
I mean, a true shutdown corner would have more of an impact.
I mean, maybe if you didn't have a defensive coordinator that was just banging his head against the wall trying to get it to work each and every week, things would look a little bit better back there. Mm. I mean, do we need 14-yard cushions on 3rd and 2?
Yeah, that's another thing. And maybe at some point we need to talk about whether or not Romeo should go ahead and retire and just hang out at the horse track with me all the time.
I mean, they got a guy on there that's been a defensive coordinator in this league for a while, and I'm assuming that if his brother didn't get a head coaching job somewhere, he'd be on the staff as well. And John Pagano's on that staff. He's the assistant defensive coach or assistant defensive some title that's not just linebackers coach. And then Chuck Pagano's been hanging around this team, was around him in training camp. I know Chuck wants another head coaching job, but if he's not getting a head coaching job and his brother's the DC, I would think you could at least get Chuck Pagano in here. And if you had the Pagano boys, I mean, think about the track record those guys have had as defensive coaches in this league. I mean, it's not Romeo because Romeo's been the DC for a lot of good teams, but I just wonder if there's like an it's just a pass you by type thing with Romeo. Sometimes it looks good, but it should look good all the time.
Well, and I've been saying this for the talent they have, they're not as effective as they should be on defense.
No,
and I know they've got injuries in the secondary, and I know corners are getting beaten up, and you've had to use Matthew playing corner, you've had to use Jackson playing corner, which isn't ideal, but. The reality is they just give up too many big plays and they can't stop teams that can pass the football. And that's been a problem for and as long as Romeo's been here, and believe me, I think he's done by and large a really good job as DC. They haven't been able to stop tight ends. Zach Ertz just treated them the way I'm about to treat you on this NHL thing. And then but it's every time. If you have a decent tight end, you're going to destroy the Texans.
No doubt.
And they can't stop running backs out of the backfield.
No doubt.
That's been a big issue, too. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. We come back. So I'm going to spell out how the next 30 minutes are going to go. We're going to do – Cody and I are going to get into it in the next segment. And then the segment after that, I've got some questions for Holly.
Oh, joy.
So we're gonna rotate things here a little bit. By the way, Holly, if you haven't seen it, we did a great Sports on the Rocks. It's on Sports Map. You can just go. Now that we have a search bar that works, you can go to Sports Map and search for Sports on the Rocks and watch it with Travis Johnson. It's really good. She's going to be doing a podcast with Paul Muth, who writes for Sports Map, who's a very funny dude that's going to be a podcast of Sports on the Rocks. But we're also going to keep the TV concept and do that a few times next year. So it'll be fun. All right. A little Audio Slave. Not bad. This is one of my karaoke go-tos. Well played, sir.
When is this concert of yours? I'm curious. I want to go hear it.
Well, you know, we were going to do a big blitz party if we were number one for the entire year, but we got let down the last month there and finished second.
What?
Yeah.
It was rigged. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's... So, I don't know. Actually, we might be playing a pretty big show in February that I accidentally stumbled into, but I don't want to talk about it on air, but I'll let the people know if it happens. It's going to be fun. His partner in crime on Moneyline on Sundays, Josh Jordan, is a hell of a guitarist. And this is a hard thing for a guitar player to admit. He's better than I am. And I think I'm pretty good. So we got a really cool group put together. Dead Money is the name.
Nice.
So
I like that.
Well, it's funny how that came about. A friend of mine made poker shirts, and I have this hoodie that I've loved. I've had it forever. Whenever I go to Vegas, I take it with me, and it just says Dead Money and has a skull on it. And I don't remember where I was, but a dude said, "Hey, man, is that a band?" And I just thought, well, it is now. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Cody, Holly, Jerry filling in. Jerry taking me back to the hits of the 70s. Which, little known fact, when I was a young lad at Lamarck High School, this was our band played this song every football game.
Go Cougs.
Yeah. And my senior year, when I was hurt and couldn't play, I got banned from going to Lamarck football games, for a long story. All right, let's get into this. I want to, because Cody and I have a very strong difference of opinion on something, so I'm going to let him go first. Because as many of you who listen to the show know, I'm a big proponent of getting an NHL team here for a lot of reasons. And Cody is basically dead set against it. And I know you did a really good video on it. He also tweeted out that people who want it are hipsters, which I can't really dispute being a hipster. I mean, I live in East Downtown. The only thing that I'm not hipster about is I don't have a beard and I don't wear an Eighth Wonder shirt around everywhere.
Right.
But other than that, I'm probably pretty hipster. So, well, Holly would probably agree with that. I mean, my goodness. But that aside, tell the people your take.
All right, so here's where I'm at on hockey. And I'll admit that I do not know a ton about hockey, but what I do know is I can't tell you when hockey starts, and I can't tell you when hockey ends, because there's so many other sports going on. This is a Texas, and Houston specifically, is a football town, and for the other sports, it's a front-running town. So if you're going to get a hockey team, initially, they're probably not going to be very good. And while there is buzz about a new team, Houston supports Winners and the Texans. That's what they do. Houston supports Winners, and then they just go to the Texans games regardless. So early returns on a hockey team, probably not going to be very good. I know that can change in a hurry, because hockey is one of those things where it can get, you know, you can be bad one year and really good the next year. So I understand that could change in a hurry. You're going to be at Toyota Center, so it's not like you're in a place that is easily accessible for a lot of people and for a lot of people that would be coming in the suburbs. So you got that late-arriving crowd. That late-arriving crowd that wouldn't even show up on time for a legendary Rockets team, one of the best Rockets teams we've ever seen, frequently late starts or late-arriving crowd for that. Money is a big deal. Hockey's expensive. It's sometimes, in some cities, the most expensive sports ticket in town. A lot of games at home. It's not like it's football where it's a limited amount and you feel like you have to be there because it's a big event. It's a lot of hockey games to be in your building. So it's an expensive ticket. That means if the ticket's expensive for the average Joe, the sponsorships are going to be probably expensive enough that big business would be a little antsy to jump all the way in. UH is decent at basketball. Don't see them getting bad anytime. So that post-football swoon that usually, you know, you would have with UH ahead of baseball starting, I don't think you'd have hockey really totally, truly filling that. And my final point, everybody using the Arrows attendance figures for when hockey comes to town, that was minor league hockey. That's cheaper hockey, and that was not Toyota Center. That was not in the thick of things with the Rockets actually being good and the Astros being good. And some of those attendance figures people use are from when there wasn't even a football team in town. So you got football, basketball, baseball, all that take away from it. You're going to have two football teams here pretty soon because the XFL is coming in a few years. And I don't see where the broadcast home is. There's not a TV station to put them on locally unless you're going to split the money with the Rockets. It's really tough for me to see hockey working in this town.
All right. The only point that you made that is accurate was the fact that it's a lot more expensive than minor league hockey. But the Arrows did play in the Toyota Center, by the way.
Okay.
But here's the problem. I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
How well do you know the makeup of this city in terms of where people are from, where they were born? I mean, how much?
It's one of the most diverse cities in the United States.
Okay, but I mean, do you know the actual numbers? Can you tell me the percentage of people who live in Houston who were born in the state of Texas?
No, I don't. I don't know the numbers.
I can tell you that. You know why? Because I've been studying it since I was at the Chronicle.
Okay.
In terms of what people want. Only 51% of the people that live in the city of Houston were born in Texas. Not just born in Houston, but born in Texas.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. This has been one of the fastest growing cities in the world for a long time. Where do you think those people are coming from?
The North.
They're coming from the Midwest.
Okay.
A lot of people from, we're going to pass Chicago, and a lot of people are people who've come from Chicago. You know how many Canadians live in this city? I'll tell you what, more than enough to fill a Toyota Center because of oil and gas. You're talking about sponsorship? There's a lot of oil and gas that is not involved with the Rockets or anybody else because they're doing business with Calgary and Edmonton, and they're doing business in Chicago. Those companies would flock to it. Now, I think much like every other team in the city, if they're good, people will go no matter what. And I remember at the end before the Arrows left when they made the Calder Cup, and game six when they lost to Albany or whoever the hell it was, and I was sitting next to like five Texans who showed up for the game, and the place was completely packed. They had, and you know, people will show up if you win, no matter what the sport is. I think we saw that with UH football when Herman was there. People will show up. It got them a new stadium.
Sure.
People will show up for the Dynamo when they're winning.
Yep.
Even though they don't really necessarily care about them because that technically is not the best players in the world. And if it's the Arizona Coyotes, which it appears it would be, they're not great right now. But here's the thing. That's a team that is spending like a small market team. And they're not anywhere near the salary cap. Tillman Fertitta is not going to be that kind of owner.
Sure.
We've seen what Tillman's going to spend money, whether it's good or bad. He'll go out there, and they're maybe – all right, Tillman, if you're listening, and I know you always listen, make me president of that team. I'll make three moves, and they're a playoff team tomorrow if you let me spend to the salary cap, which is go get an elite goalie. And there's, by the way, two or three that are going to be available this offseason. Go get one scoring winger. And let's win the draft lottery and get this kid named Jack Hughes from the United States. But other than that, I think I can get him there. But all that aside, I think the team will be good in a couple of years. I also think that, and maybe I'm too close to it because, frankly, I live with a Canadian. I didn't know there were that many Canadians in this city until I actually started. We started going to Canadian club events.
Okay.
And getting to know everybody. And I'd go to the Maple Leaf one night when there's any kind of international tournament going on. That place is packed. Go to a Blackhawks game there. We went to Arrows games at Toyota Center before they left. And, I mean, the people who were – there were tons of people there for minor league hockey. And these are people with money. So the price of the tickets is not going to affect them because they started a really good youth hockey program in this city. You know what's not cheap to play? Hockey. It's extremely expensive. I have family members in Canada who have three kids who play. And I can tell you how much they have to spend on the travel. And sure. You think select baseball is expensive. You start throwing that hockey equipment in there that they all have to buy themselves. So these are people with money. These are people with interest. Now, do I think Chicago Blackhawk fan is suddenly going to become Houston fill-in-the-blank fan? No. But will they go to games? Absolutely. Will they root for that team when they're not rooting for the Blackhawks? Listen, I'm going to be a Maple Leaf fan till the day I die. But if we get a team here, unless they're playing the Leafs, I'll be all about them. And even in my part of town, and one of the real things about one of your points about Toyota Center and how difficult it is to get there, I agree. If I work downtown and I want to take my kids to a Rockets game and I live in Pearland, well, I'm looking at 40 minutes to get home, pick them up, take them back. It's probably going to be another 25, 30 minutes. So, yes, I'm missing tip-off. But look at the areas that are growing up around Toyota Center. And maybe I'm a hipster because I live in East Downtown, but all my neighbors are from other places. The guys who live next to me are Buffalo Sabres fans. I watch games with them all the time. The people next to us are from Philadelphia. People next to them are from Chicago. That area where people are buying, those are people who are coming from other places that want to live near downtown. That's all walking distance to Toyota Center. Those are hockey fans. And this is a different crew than what you have with the Rockets. They're damn sure not going to be XFL fans. And I'm telling you, I think the market is there. I think the people are there. I think it'd be very successful. I think the corporations are there, more importantly. And I think it would be a big success. It'll be better if the team doesn't suck. Like, you bring that team here right now, the way they're constructed, yeah, it's going to be a hard sell because, frankly, they're garbage. I mean, they've got some good young players, but they have a guy, a GM, who is a complete analytics guy, and they just don't spend any money. So it's not really his fault because they take on contracts so they can get to the salary floor. That's what they've been doing for the last 5 years. You're not Tillman Fertitta wouldn't do that. And I also will say this to Gary Bettman, if you're listening, you need an owner like Tillman Fertitta because Tillman's a star. I mean, billion-dollar buyer, and he's not afraid to make changes. I know he rubs people the wrong way sometimes, but he's like Mark Cuban. You can't ignore him. The NHL needs that, and the NHL needs the city because, frankly, they need to grow it in some markets like this. And that's not to say Arizona's a bad market. I think they're in a bad situation with the ownership. They're in a bad situation with the arena out in Glendale. When they were in Phoenix, they did really well. And there's a lot of snowbirds there. So I think that's a market that could work, but not the way it's set up. But I do think Houston would be a great hockey town. I believe that. And maybe I'm too close to it. And maybe I'm just a hipster. But I have done the analysis.
All right.
So there you go. And that is one thing that I do this with the show. I do this with everything. I do this with the website. I've been studying what people in the city want in their sports talk, in their sports, for way more years than I would care to admit because I'm a 54-year-old man. But we did that at the Chronicle every year. We'd go through and do analysis. We'd go through and do polls. We'd let people tell us what they wanted. And that's one of the reasons we did so much soccer and mixed martial arts and poker when I was at the Chronicle, was because people were telling us that's what we want. That's what 18 to 34s were telling us they wanted, and the damn Chronicle wasn't doing it. And, of course, when I left, guess what they got rid of? All of those things. But it increased readership. It increased page views. So having studied this, the NHL, if you in the right parts of town, there's more interest in the NHL than there is in anything other than the Texans and Astros, and that includes the Rockets, just depending on where you're what part of town you're targeting. So I'm all for it. I hope it happens.
Take that for data.
And you know what? If that means, oh, the XFL gets 1,000 fewer fans because they're going to hockey instead, or the Dynamo gets 1,000 fewer fans because you're going to go to the hockey game instead, okay. I will be one of the first people to get season tickets. I'll buy a damn suite for hockey. I'm not kidding. I'll get together with a bunch of friends and we'll get a suite for the season.
Just go to Mr. Gow down the hallway.
Well, you know what? He's one of my friends.
He's listening on the app right now, guys. Be quiet.
Just saying. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're gonna tag team Holly when we come back.
Oh, joy.
And not in the fun way. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Holly Seymour, Cody Stutes, Jerry Bow, and little old me filling in today. A.J. will be back Monday. We'll do an hour and a half show before the Aggie game, but we'll want to wrap up everything that happens in the NFL. And next segment, we will go over all the NFL games coming up. We'll spend a little time on the Texans in the next hour as well.
Oh, joy.
But I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bleep to your Texans friends, because I know you were pretty excited that your Eagles were able to Nick Foles them again.
Oh, my gosh. I was praying. I was like, for the love of God, please let us win or I'll never hear the end of it. I literally didn't even care to win like that. I cared so I could just talk smack to Texans fans. That's all I really wanted out of that.
You're kind of a you have a little troll in you on Twitter.
Oh, man.
I've seen you troll people, especially Cowboys fan. My God, when you and Dustin start going after it.
They ruined my entire life, I swear. I'm like, why are y'all all in my mentions? Dustin's the only one that's allowed, but it's awful. I can't stand Cowboys fans. And I can't wait until they lose first round. Are they playing Seattle for sure? Do we know that for sure?
Well, it looks that way, but we don't know that for sure.
Great, that's perfect. Mm. It's going to be fabulous.
713-780-ESPN. Mod says, both of you guys neglected the biggest selling point I've seen around. NHL will make Houston a four professional team city. I hear more people talking that than anything in my day to day. What does that mean? I mean, what does that really add?
Which teams in Houston are professional? I'm just kidding. That was totally a joke. I'm just kidding, Houston. I love you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're still not going to be Dallas because Dallas has something Houston will never have, a NASCAR race. And that's pretty big too. So yeah, I don't know that is a factor. I think the factor is,
does the tourism website get to put another page on there or something? Like,
you know, Houston Sports Authority gets to say nice things about the city,
right?
But
they ever say bad things though?
They weren't happy with Barry Laminack when it came down to that Hall of Fame group they had.
Oh, I did hear that that day.
That was pretty funny. 713-780-ESPN. 936 says, Fred is advocating for people going to games, yet he doesn't go. That's maybe your dumb text of the day. What are you talking about?
Fred said he'd buy season tickets.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Don't be a dumb. All right. So the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you got Nick Foles won you a Super Bowl. What if you guys win this week?
Yes, I was waiting for this.
What
I've been waiting for this the whole week.
What if you guys win this week and the Vikings lose to the Bears, which I don't think is impossible.
Me either.
And you make the playoffs and Nick Foles takes you on another run.
Okay.
Do you well, I'll tell you what I would do, but that's okay. I want to hear what you would do.
This is really hard because we've invested so much in Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz is the franchise in Philadelphia, okay? Great quarterback, don't get me wrong. What was wrong with him this season is everybody knows he was not spreading the ball around. He was trying to help Ertz set records. Therefore, even if Ertz was running routes slow, he would sit there and wait for him, right? Foles doesn't do that.
He did against the Texans. How many catches did Ertz have?
Okay, but just
12?
Foles spreads the ball around. Like, for the love of God, Golden Tate finally touched the ball. Alshon Jeffrey finally touched the ball. You know what I'm saying? He spreads the ball around. So he definitely has better chemistry for the team, and I hate to admit that. As of right now, if you told me if Carson Wentz was healthy and you said pick Carson Wentz healthy or Nick Foles, I'm rolling with Nick Foles right now. Just because, but.
All right, so let's say, though, that he does what we're talking about. He takes you on another run. Maybe you don't win the Super Bowl, but maybe you make it to the NFC Championship game and lose to the Saints, which you would. But let's say that happens. Because I think the Saints are going to be almost unbeatable with home field.
Yeah, I think that they'll actually win the
Super Bowl. I'm just going to go on record.
Yeah.
But let's say that happens. And suddenly you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, which there are a few of them, comes to you and says, I will give you a small child for Carson Wentz.
I don't like children. But no, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
No, I don't like children either. No, so
Philadelphia, I could not give up Carson Wentz right now. Even though
but you wouldn't just say, all right, Nick Foles is my guy. I'm going to sign him long term. See ya, Carson. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for an MVP season where you got hurt and won without you.
I want to keep both of them. I made the comment the other day. I was like, can we just do like Bama and just use Tua and and Jalen Hurts and just rotate them out?
It's going to cost you $20 million to keep Foles. And he's going to want to be a starter, and he's probably earned that.
You know what, though? Foles is a really good guy, and I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that he might actually take a little bit of a pay cut and
enjoy it. To be a backup?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
I can't have a little faith in that.
It's like Cody taking a pay cut to go and produce. It's not going to happen.
What if there was long-term rewards?
Like what? You already won a Super Bowl.
You already got one.
Oh, and you're all
well. Okay, well then.
And you don't think he's going to make more than $20 million on the open market? What do you think the Dolphins would pay for him?
Okay, well, look, If you look at the first, what was he played one or two games to start the season, two or three games. Okay, Foles is not good unless he's under pressure. So regular season Foles, like before, like we actually had, nobody thought we had a chance in Philly. When Foles is under pressure, he's going to be like really basic and do really dumb stuff. So if you want to pay him a big contract and just flip a coin and hope you get Super Bowl Nick Foles, good luck with that. Because I've seen both sides of Nick Foles.
Well, you have, but you know what? If you look at his whole career, other than Jeff Fisher, the guy's been pretty good.
Yeah.
And somebody, and you look at the quarterback, especially since Herbert's staying at Oregon, there's not really anybody in that draft you look at and say, this guy can come in and be the guy. The Dolphins are going to need a quarterback. The Bengals are going to need a quarterback. Hell, Tampa may need a quarterback.
Please don't do that
if,
to me.
If Alex Smith is still broken, the Redskins are going to need a quarterback. The Giants may decide it's time to move on from Eli. The Jaguars need a quarterback. Somebody's going to pay that dude a lot of money. And I think if he wound up in Jacksonville, assuming that they can get that defense back to where it was last year, keep Fournette healthy and get him a receiver, that's a pretty good fit.
It would kill me, but I mean, I guess if it's best for him. He's done so much for the city of Philadelphia. Don't want to give him away, but you're right. We can't keep him. We can't do the $20 million contract. We can't keep Wentz, the franchise quarterback, and keep an awesome backup quarterback. It's just not going to happen. So right now, do I want Foles? Yes. But if you ask me after like probably 2 or 3 weeks when we're sitting back at home on the couch, not dropping a division banner or something, I'm probably going to tell you, yeah, I want my franchise quarterback back.
I mean, Holly's committed to Wentz. That's commitment when she's got
even
here.
Though I want to kill him because of the crap that he was pulling with the Ertz going on. Come on, man. Like, you messed some stuff up. But then again, I don't know. I mean, apparently he was lied to for a few months about his back. Who knows?
Well, it's obvious watching him this year. He wasn't healthy. And he wasn't 100%. And that's one of the things that kind of gets lost with quarterbacks. A couple of years ago, it was Derek Carr. Wasn't 100%. It was obvious. And he was playing like garbage, and everybody's bitching about it. And it's like the dude's out there trying to play through a back injury, and Deshaun early this year wasn't right. So Chase asking, what would the trade market be for Wentz if the Eagles chose Foles? I don't know that you'd get back what you paid to get him, but you'd get a lot
for Wentz.
Yeah.
Oh, we gave up. Oh my God, what did we give up? Like 15 draft picks or something for that kid.
And two small children.
Jeez, yeah. Well, we don't really care about the children, but like two puppies. We gave up two puppies and a whole ton of draft picks for him. He's staying forever. He's going to retire in Philadelphia. Mark my words.
You got your Super Bowl, so just go home and cry on your trophy. All right. You guys have iPhones?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? We all have iPhones, and we're always looking at it. I'm looking at mine all the time. I get that little usage thing each week. And it's kind of embarrassing how much time that I'm looking at my screen on my phone. Well, guess what? You know what you're not doing on your phone? You should be doing your car insurance. Because Go Car Insurance is terrific. And I know people don't want to talk about car insurance. But, you know, I don't know if you've seen their crazy cat billboards or the elephant being shot out of the cannon. They're just trying to get your attention. And guess what? If you've got an iPhone, then they've got your attention. It's the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. It's incredibly fast. Just download the app, scan your license, and get a quote in 60 seconds. You're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. Go can cut out a lot of the fees that you see other places. Finally, a car insurance, it gets it and speaks your language. No more insurance jargon that, frankly, no one understands. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for 1,500 days running. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now. Download Go Car Insurance. Geo, that's simple. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.